Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. We are live again for Read the Word. And we're reading through the Bible this year in chronological order, which I think is a very, very interesting process. I've never done it before in chronological order. And so, you know, when we get to the kings and the prophets are there, you're going to have the prophetic words right in there. Daniel and Hosea and Joel and Habakkuk, Zephaniah, all the prophets you don't read, they're actually going to be right in the historical process, so you can see who their counterparts are. It's really cool. And today, we just finished the story of the flood, and we're now going to begin the book of Job, because Job happened right after the flood. And so our next several days are going to be reading from the book of Job, which I think it's pretty cool. It's going to go on this way. Let me remind you of this. There's never a better time to start reading the Bible than right now. Set aside a specific time. I'm today, from this day on, we should always have them ready for you first thing in the morning. But if your morning is noon, then make it your morning. And then don't read the Bible for the sake of information, although you'll receive it. Look for the revelation of who God is in this book. And now let's say our prayer to the blessed Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and instruct us in this time, even just reading the Bible, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that is at work within you, in Jesus' mighty name. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz. That's an interesting name, isn't it? Whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all people of the East. Isn't that interesting? God told you by the Holy Spirit everything the man owned. Why? Because he said, I am your exceeding great reward. Verse 4. His sons would go and feast in their houses, and on each on appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of their feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly. Now, where did he learn to do offerings? He learned it from God. He was a man, was blameless and upright. Verse 6. There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, from walking back and forth on it, because he was cursed here. 8. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil? So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. Verse 11, but now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. I want you to notice something. Satan can't do nothing to nobody that doesn't open a door for them to do it. Job was operating in fear. It's the only way that Satan was allowed to touch him, because God had a hedge of protection around him. Verse 13, there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. When the Sabians raided them and took away, indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven, burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. 18, while he was still speaking, yet another came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Verse 20, then Job rose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshipped, and he said, naked I came from my mother's womb. Naked shall I return there. True statement. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not a true statement about God, but he saw it in his day that way. We'll see that later on in the book. And all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with the wrong. Chapter 2. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. And he still holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause. Satan answered and said, skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life. Stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh. He will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, behold, he's in your hands, but spare his life. Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. He took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. And his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? What was the answer? Yes. She said, curse God and die. You don't need a wife like that. That's horrible. He said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and then shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Verse 11, now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, the shortest man in the Bible, he was a Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept. Each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. And yet they came and sat with him. Job chapter 3. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. Job spoke and said, "May the day perish on which I was born, and the night in which it was said a male child is conceived. May that day be darkness. May God above not seek it. For the light shine upon it. The shadow of death claim it. May a cloud settle on it. May the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, may darkness seize it. May it not rejoice among the days of the year. May it not come into the number of the months. Oh, may that night be barren. May no joyful shout come into it. May those who curse it, who curse the day, those who are ready to curse Leviathan, may the star of its mornings be dark. May it look for light but have none, and not see the dawning of the day, because it did not shut up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide sorrow from my eyes." This is a man in deep sorrow. Job chapter 3, and we're in verse number 11. Why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from the womb? Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breast that I should nurse? For now I would have lain still and been quiet. I would have been asleep. Then I would have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth who built ruins for themselves, princes who had gold, who had filled their houses with silver. For why was I not hidden like a stillborn child, like infants who never saw light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They do not hear the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Verse 20, Job 3:20. Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death, but it does not come, and who search for it more than hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave? Is light given to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my groanings pour out like water, for the thing I greatly feared has come upon me. Key verse in all of the book of Job. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes. Let's deal with this verse 25. The enemy's only way to get him was his fear. When you and I live and function in fear, it controls our life. If you don't live in fear, the enemy can't touch you. Job didn't have a Bible. He didn't have a church. He didn't have the new covenant like you and I have. He had no prophet, apostle, pastor, evangelist, or teacher teaching him. They've just come from the flood when everything was destroyed because of God's anger at wickedness. So you have to put Job where he is in the Bible, not thinking he's a Job of this day that we live in, because it's a completely different situation. It's very accurately written, but they're not all state that you and I would agree with. It's a man in grief, chapter 4, verse 1. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, if one attempts a word with you, will you become weary? But who can withstand himself from speaking? Surely you have instructed many, and you have strengthened weak hands. Your words have upheld him who was stumbling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees. But now it comes upon you, and you are weary. It touches you, and you are troubled. Is not your reverence your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope? Well, yeah, but he just lost all of his kids, everything he had. That's a severe point of grief. Remember now whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright ever cut off? Even as I have seen those who plow iniquity and sow trouble, they reap the same. By the blast of God they perish. By the breath of his anger they are consumed. The roaring of the lion, the voice of the fierce lion, the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perishes for lack of prey, and the cubs of the lioness are scattered. Verse 12, Job 4:12. Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it. In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair on my body stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. Then I heard a voice saying, can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be more pure than his maker? If he puts no trust in his servants, if he charges his angels with error, how much more those who dwell in the house of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before a moth? Foundation is in a dust, is you and I born into this human body made of clay. Verse 20, they are broken in pieces from morning, perish forever with no one regarding. Does not their own excellence go away? They die even without wisdom. Chapter 5. Call out now. Is there anyone who will answer you? And to which of the holy ones will you turn? For wrath kills a foolish man, and envy slays. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his dwelling place. His sons are far from safety. They are crushed in the gate. And there is no deliverer. Interesting statement about a fool. Because the hungry eat up his harvest, taking it even from the thorns. And a snare snatches their substance. For affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble spring from the ground. Yet man is born to trouble, as the sparks fly upward. Grinding two pieces of steel. Where did they have a grinder? Verse 8, but as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause. Who does great things and unsearchable? Marvelous things without number. He's speaking of God. He gives rain on the earth and sends water on the field. He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. That matches Ecclesiastes chapter 3. He frustrates the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot carry out their plans. He catches the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning comes quickly upon them. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope at noontime as in the night. But he saves the needy from the sword, from the mouth of the mighty, and from their hand. So the poor have hope, and in justice shut your mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. For he bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole. He shall deliver you in six troubles. Yes, in seven, no evil shall touch you. In famine, he shall redeem you from the depth, and in war, from the power of the sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and you shall not be afraid of destruction. You shall laugh at destruction and calamity and famine, and you shall not be afraid of the beast of the earth. For you shall have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with you. You shall know that your tent is in peace. You shall visit your dwelling and find nothing amiss. You shall also know that your descendants shall be many, grass of the earth. You shall come to the grave at a full age, as a sheaf of grain ripens in its season. Behold, this we have searched out. It is true. Hear it and know for yourself. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Remember, you may not understand all of this, but don't put your Bible down because you don't understand it. Send me a question, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. HG stands for Holy Ghost Preacherman@gmail.com. And say, what's this talking about, Pastor? If you're on Blog Talk Radio and you come to YouTube, you could actually put a question in right here in the comments, and we'll answer it. Curse Job. God doesn't do that to people who walk with him. Job sinned the sin of fear. He was, that which I feared has come upon me. And, of course, great grief came then. He didn't have all of the wonders that you and I have to beat the grief, so he was bound in it. And then he had three friends that showed up and sat with him for 7 days and then started to preach and prophesy to him. So these next number of chapters actually happen in a matter of a couple days. There's 42 chapters, but it's only like a couple days of Job's actual whole life. And we'll read that over the next couple of days. Remember this, Jesus said, to him who has revelation, more will be given. He rewards those who diligently seek him. And you're doing it right now. And he's looking out of heaven, smiling at you. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.